Welcome to Module 5 of the 7 Secrets to Happiness, What's Holding You Back? Now there's something that I should address this week for those of you who may have attempted the exact same goal you set for this 7-week period, or any goal for that matter, and found it challenging to manifest your desires in the past. Now there could be a fairly common overriding reason for this. You could have a mental block or a limiting belief. Now unlike a conscious doubt, mental blocks stem from deep-seated programming that we acquire predominantly in our childhood between the ages of birth and 6. Now, examples of limiting beliefs include things like rich people are bad, you know, I'm not rich enough, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it, money is the root of all evil. Now, don't be too quick to write these off with self-talk along the lines of, I don't entertain thoughts like that, or I don't think I have a limiting belief. Because most of the time we live with these completely unaware of their existence, which is exactly what happened to me. Now in January of 2008, the Mind Movies team worked with an accomplished NLP or Neuro-Linguistic Programming trainer and fellow Aussie, Linda Dyer, on a program called the How To Series. Now this program consists of 6 coaching modules, one entitled How to Eliminate Limiting Beliefs. Now, while we filmed Linda for this module, she explained how she leads her students through a process and that she needed one of us to go through this process with her on camera. Now, inasmuch as only 2 other people stood in the room and Glenn was operating the camera, you can guess who they nominated. Correct, me. Now, I was more than a tad bit apprehensive about the whole process for 2 reasons. Firstly, I had no idea what to expect. Whatever it was would then be on video for all to see. And secondly, I really didn't think I had a limiting belief about anything. I mean, I was happy with my life and a confident person. I mean, I didn't believe that anything was holding me back. So when we sat down, Linda suggested that we use money as our subject, as a lot of people can relate to that. Now, in retrospect, I'm almost sure she intuitively knew to choose this topic. Now, my mind began to race. I'm thinking, money, money. How do I feel negatively about money? But before I could even overthink the whole process, we started filming, and Linda instructed me to relax, breathe, and get comfortable. She then led me through a series of questions with an almost unbelievable outcome. Now, not only did I blurt out answers that I had no idea where they came from, I also experienced a full emotional release. I cried. I mean, tears rolled down my face. Both Glenn and I stood almost numb with shock. I mean, after 10 years of marriage, he'd only seen me cry twice. I mean, the feeling of relief was palpable. I mean, I had no idea that I was holding myself back financially. I mean, I thought I was happy with my current financial situation, and I told myself I didn't need any more money, that it would be greedy to want more than my lot. Hello, Natalie. There's a limiting belief right there. Now, it is remarkably easy to settle with what you perceive as the best that you can be, when in reality, by releasing a limiting belief, you can realize a far greater potential. Now, several months after filming with Linda, we relocated to the US and orchestrated the huge successful relaunch of My Movies. The limiting belief that I was completely unaware of is now gone, and I haven't entertained anything but positive, outrageous thoughts about money since. Now, if you'd like to find out more information about Linda Dyer and the How To series, or if you just want to see me bawling my eyes out, you can check out her website at lindadyer.net. So how do we accumulate limiting beliefs? Well, they stem from our previous experiences and, as I mentioned earlier, developed predominantly in our childhood. Now check out this popular explanation. As children, specifically between the ages of 0 and 6 years of age, our brains are predominantly theta and delta brainwaves. In other words, very impressionable. I like to call this sponge mode. So we soak in everything, how to act, how to respond, how to think. All of this information we absorb from our family, parents, brothers, sisters, grandparents, caregivers, teachers, friends, and so on. Now this forms the basis of our internal programming. This means that if your mum told you that looks aren't everything, you could have issues with self-confidence. If your dad said things like money doesn't grow on trees or rich people are criminals, you may have issues with money. Now, if you were told by other kids that you were fat, you could have issues with your body image. And if you were told that you were stupid, you'd probably think that you are stupid on some level. Now, sometimes a limiting belief originates from a minor event, such as your mother bringing home a gift for your sister and not for you, or your father taking your brother on an adventure and leaving you at home. The infant you may have interpreted that situation to mean that you were not good enough or that you weren't loved. Now, that subconscious belief now influences all of your decisions and behaviours. Now, most of us are completely unaware that these deep-seated imprints even exist, much less influence our decisions every day. Now, during my process with Linda, I remembered going to school and feeling different to the other kids because they wore better clothes or they had better bags. You know, I thought that they were better than me because in my mind, they had more money. Now, I grew up in a family of 8 kids and just about everybody at our school had better things and more money than we did. So I decided 2 things from that childhood perception. Number 1, I didn't like the kids that made me feel bad. Therefore, for me, that meant that having money was a bad thing. And number 2, I never wanted to make other people feel bad. Now, I built those perceptions at the age of 5. So can you believe that 34 years later, that 5-year-old still heavily influenced my life? Now, these beliefs remain rooted in the unconscious mind in a file called the Gestalt. The mind then refers back to this file each time you form an opinion, make a decision, or take action, or in some cases, inaction. You know, that's right, I can't be wealthy because rich people are crooks. Or that's right, I can't do anything right because I'm stupid. Or that's right, I can't be fit and healthy because I've always been fat. Now, each time you come across a particular situation, you refer to the file and add and strengthen the infant you belief. See? I knew I couldn't do it. See, I knew I wasn't smart enough. See, I knew I wasn't strong enough. Your belief strengthens unconsciously, trapping you. So how do you know if you have a limiting belief? Well, think about the goal that you're focusing on for this course. Do you entertain any of the following thoughts? For money, money is bad. Money is not spiritual. Money is the root of all evil. I don't deserve money. Rich people are greedy. Rich people are damned to hell. I'm not good enough. What about these thoughts about health? Diets don't work. I hate exercise. Healthy food tastes gross. I inherited fat genes. I'm destined to be fat. Fat people are real people. Fat people are happier. What about these thoughts about relationships? I'm not rich enough. I'm not pretty enough. The opposite sex has never liked me. I don't deserve to be happy. I'm not good enough. I'm destined to be single. I'm happier single. Now, you could be someone who doesn't think they entertain thoughts like this. If that's you, ask yourself these questions. Do you find that things don't always work out for you? Do you find that you often appear to be blocked or constantly sabotaged when striving for a goal? Look at past situations that relate to this subject. Can you see any patterns? When was the last time you felt upset about something? And why did you feel upset? Do you experience the same challenge over and over? Do the same things create an emotional rise for you? Now, if you answered yes to any of the above, chances are you have a deep-seated belief that could be holding you back from achieving your goals. Now, I highly recommend that you first ask yourself these questions and then take 15 minutes to meditate about your discoveries. Because the events that spark these beliefs are so deep in your subconscious mind, meditation can be a tremendous help to tap into that. Now, don't worry if it takes a few sessions to get past the adult ego. Remember that your ego has taken ownership of your current behaviors and beliefs and could be tricky to get around. Now, make sure that you have pen and paper to write down your thoughts during these meditations. Now, after Linda Dyer helped me to clear my limiting belief, I had so many thoughts flooding to my mind of the patterns that I had adopted since childhood, but was completely unaware of. Now, I confronted many of my patterns, and here are just 2 examples. Number 1, every time Glenn and I had a discussion about money, I found myself trying to change the subject and saying things like, well, money isn't that important. And number 2, when money was tight, I would choose not to think about it and procrastinate instead of doing something proactive to help the situation. I somehow hoped that it would magically work itself out. How naive. Now, my pattern was to avoid anything seemingly negative around the topic of money, or for that matter, money in general. Now today my thoughts run like this. I can easily pay this bill. I feel fantastic paying this bill before the due date. I love shopping since I can now afford the things I like. I have the freedom to choose what I want. And money is abundant. Talk about feel-good thoughts. So how do we rid ourselves of limiting beliefs? Now I have a few suggestions. Now some require research on your part, but this first one you can do right now. Option one, consider finding a certified and reputable NLP practitioner to lead you through a clearing process. Now make sure that you explain that you want to get rid of a limiting belief that you recognize in yourself. Verify with them that they are competent in releasing this for you. Option two, you can also research different available methods that might work for you. Now my suggestions include the Sedona method, EFT or emotional freedom techniques, and Byron Katie, which you can find at www.thework.com. Option three, the following exercise is something you can do right now. Now Joe Vitale details this in his book, The Attractor Factor. Now I highly recommend this that you add this book to your educational library, and you can pick up a copy at amazon.com. Now you'll need two pieces of paper and a pen. On the first piece of paper, describe the limiting belief you feel you are experiencing. Feel the emotions associated with it. Now, even though this will not likely feel very good, the more you are in the feeling of this situation, the more likely you are to release it. Are you there? Can you feel that negative emotion of this limiting belief? Next, on the second sheet of paper, describe the ideal situation related to your limiting belief. Unearth the happy, positive, joyful feelings associated with having, doing, or being what you want. Totally immerse yourself in this positive feel-good energy. Again, the more you are emotionally in the feeling, the easier it will be to anchor the new image in your mind. Now, here's the fun part. Burn the first sheet. That's right, grab a lighter and set that thing on fire. Now, make sure that you observe some safety precautions, of course. You might do this over the sink or outside the house. Now, finally, the final step is to carry that second sheet around with you for at least a week. And that's it. Now, this action should feel enlightening and empowering. You should start to see and feel the differences on how you look and react from now on. The child is no longer in charge. The habit of dream discussion. Now this habit doesn't particularly relate to this week's module, but I decided to include it anyway as it is an important part of my daily routine for success. Now I originally started doing this after reading the Manifestation Manual by Jeffrey Oswald and Margot Zeya. Now this habit requires a partner, a spouse, a workmate or family member or anyone who is related to you and can help you achieve your goal. Now if necessary, this can be done over the phone. A dream discussion involves having a daily conversation with a partner about what your life will be like or your perfect day once you already have what you want to achieve. Now, if you can't find a reliable partner or don't feel comfortable discussing your goal with other people, a powerful alternative is to write out this internal discussion in a journal daily. Now, during my size 10 journey, my daily exercise regime had me up and around at 8 a.m. for a 5K run. I would then wake up my husband Glenn and we would walk to the gym and do a daily 1 hour workout. Now during the walk home, we'd have a dream discussion about how great I looked being a size 10 again, where I would shop for new clothes, who we would catch up with that day that hadn't seen me since I'd slimmed down and what their reaction would be, how my mother would tell me I wasn't eating enough, how strangers would walk past and smile because of the positive energy I was giving out because I felt so good about myself, and on and on. You get the picture? Now, while you're having this conversation, you are vibrating at a complete match to that which you want to manifest. The longer the conversation, the better the vibration. Okay, so here are the particulars. Now, your discussion must happen in present tense, and you can talk about everything you can think of, from what time you wake up, to what you wear, who you hang out with, what you do, the colors, the smells, the food, the scenery, everything. It's a lot like role playing, and with the right partner, you can completely go wild. Now, dream discussion is an activity that can be done while exercising, during lunch breaks, after hours when the kids are in bed, or maybe you want to involve the kids as well, hands-free, on the phone while stuck in traffic, any time. Now, to create a habit out of this, make the commitment with your partner to do this at either a similar time each day or to specifically schedule daily times 1 week in advance. Either way, make sure that you have your time scheduled for the week ahead. Your discussion should last at least 15 minutes in duration, though you will find that the more you do this, the easier the conversation will flow. Now, dream discussion can also be used in a group situation if you have a team that has a common goal. Now, be sure to check the box on this week's worksheets once you've completed this habit for each day. Congratulations, you've now completed Module 5.